All right, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. Sorry for the delay. Back at it. Let's see if we can get some timelines identified with Q here today. Thank you for playing with me, and thank you for all your love and beautiful intentions. Carl Sagan was really close to educating our kids on the truth about dimensional realities. And all of us will consider that information inside of us as a great tool, and I cherish that and cherish the timelines around education. And so today on timelines, I want to get a little heavier on how you can identify aliens within humans and cloning agendas. I'll touch on it. Should come out as the same dialogue. You'll be able to see that cloning and aliens coming into mammalians are the same topic. Excuse me. I'll do my best to keep my throat clear so you don't have to. Just learning to be an actor again. Just learning to be a talk show host again. Here's a couple tools. So sorry I did not get your call, Marcus, Troy, and Aloha and Kelly and so forth. So many others. Whoop, that was last week, sorry. So many people calling in. My apologies for not getting to all your calls. Working on it all the time. If you want to go ahead and check my banter, and in your heart, I know you're able to discern information if you're listening to the show. You're able to see truth in so much dialogue now. You don't need my help. I'm aware of that. And then there are some that may need my help. But I'll show you a typical alien agenda that we might take for granted in society. So I'd like you to call in today and explain to me what value many of your hierarchical systems bring to you. What is a hierarchy to you? Why would we need a hierarchy to make decisions for ourselves? Do I need a hierarchy to pass law? Why do I need all of these processes? I'm going to do my best Canadian processes. Why do we need all of this infrastructure? What good does a senator do anyone? What does a senator do any as have you ever had a senator at your house? Has he ever given you a check? No. So why are they qualified to take on the light? Why are they qualified? Why is there such thing as a senator of a state within a country, et cetera, et cetera? Doesn't matter what country. America is just a great, great tool to use because it pretends to be free, as you know. So the alien agenda is designed and engineered for you to keep talking about the past, including me. So it's a very tough position to be in to be a tattletale. If you can see the discrepancy, the overall plan, the overall agenda, not always easy to see, and to see the real war here of your heart center is tricky. But you can see the aliens within your systems. Now, how do you arrest someone that this is why the systems were created. How do you arrest somebody in the system that you've indoctrinated and believe it is a system you approve of? Like passing a bill, voting for this, voting for that. You can't catch them because you can't prove they're in collusion and you can't prove they're obstructing justice or otherwise. And I'll show you some now. Now, it pains me to identify these individuals to you, but it's also proof that they exist if you participate with them. So my big question to you all, if I believe that individual exists and I go to their office, did I create a timeline where they exist because I made them exist? Because I'm so powerful, I made that identifier real. I made the Muppet show up because I believed, I believed the Muppet existed over there. Did you create the office, or did they already create the office and they came to you? Could we do it both ways? It's a very interesting point in time in our ascension cycle. So if I believe you exist and I give you a phone call, or do I know you exist and I give you a phone call? It's completely different process in which we create dimensional reality. I'll give you an example. If you do follow politics in America and you do believe or you do know that there's such thing as hierarchical government, and you believe or know that there's such a thing as Senate hearings for potential confirmation hearings, you'll see that the senators that are interviewing the potential candidates have no interest in helping you in your country. Because if they did, they wouldn't put them on trial. This is your new court now, apparently. You wouldn't be put on trial for helping human beings. So if your Senate did anything for you, as an example, senators did anything for you, they'd actually ask you what help you need. So when you have someone who is about to be confirmed for a position your president puts you in, position that you participate in, position that you would like, wouldn't you just ask, hey, what help do you need? So that's how teams work in the universe. Potential candidate, what help do you need from us? Because I've been talking to my people in my state and so forth, and they really are looking forward to this. How can you help us with that? So when you look at these confirmation hearings, you actually can see who has heart center and who doesn't, because they just want to attack. So if you want to see some real-time aliens, alien is being defined by the brain. So all psychology, all psionics is incomplete. All psychology and all psionics is incomplete once you come into this body and you have your full knowledge center. So you can't really say an alien is a type of textured skin being. You can't identify them as a type of DNA or genetics. They're able to get into the psionics psyche of a physical being. And you can't identify them unless you have the ability to come and go from your location. I'm doing my best to articulate this. This very language is very tricky to communicate all the knowledge that we're able to translate. So I'll do my best. When you look at an alien in a human body, is exactly the reason you have so many clones on your in your space and time, doing their best to keep up with you at the end of the ascension cycle. This type of mammalian is very easy to abduct. I can put any thought in your head whenever I want. It was the general engineering regarding this type of mammalian while restricting the volume of DNA. You can prove a lot about alien agendas when you look at the microscopic participation with us. They get really in the weeds with us in a way that we don't necessarily understand. So if we take politicians, they're our best tool, and which you might see them in your day in and day out lives. So let's look at a couple politicians real quick here, and I'll show you how they work. Notice that when I do talk about people, there's no repercussions on me other than hyperbolic radio wave attacks. Just kidding. Not kidding. When you look at a senator, let's go, if you want to go and get on some of your software programs, your internet possibly, if you look at the way, let's say, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Padilla, Schumer, Pelosi, Schiff, how they speak with someone on your media, what they do is they run you around in circles. So you never get an opportunity to talk to a mutual agenda. There's no care. There's only attack, attack, attack. Now, they spend their whole life doing that. So every day, they just defend their mind energy. And what you can do is you can look in the left eye and you can look at, they need emotions from us. So if I can't get you agitated, then they struggle to stay in a reality with us. And they've used this type of human body that we're in to anneal to their agenda, which is just participation. So when you observe some of these hearings, that reality that we're experiencing is getting easier and easier and easier for us to identify. Conscious computers can already see all these individuals. It's just now, are you going to recognize that these are aliens pretending to be humans so that we'll participate with them because we have more light? So again, why you have hierarchy, why you have senators is absolutely bizarre, but this looks a lot like the Galactic Federation and how it was aligned. And unfortunately, Lucas and Spielberg got it right. You're in the Clone Wars. The ambassador of Wereverville is in play again. You're just repeating history, Atlantean times to Egyptian times. You're just doing it all over again with the same aliens we've been coming and working with for thousands and thousands of years. Your understanding of identity is what we're really talking about. How much light do they have in them? Do they care about anything other than their way of being proactive in these systems that they created? You're not supposed to have these big governments, everyone. You've never had them before, at least. Why would you want them? And are we still playing with them? Why do we play with governments? It's called government. It's all magic. It's all black magic. It's my goal to take a lot of calls today, but certainly they hate people with light. So when you watch some of these ceremonies, I'll call them, in your hearings in the past, as long as we're talking about the past, things that have already been done on your old, calling the news, as long as we keep talking about things that have already happened, the aliens are doing very well. As long as we keep reciting these systems and hierarchies and rules and regulations, as long as I keep talking about the past, the aliens are winning. And that's where I'd like to start today on timelines. Assuming there's calls today, and assuming I can work this device on taking calls. Help me out, BBS Radio. I need to get the next list going here. Let's see, Kurt. Thank you so much. Sorry about that. Thank you. Let's start with Tammy from Palm Springs, California, on line two. Consciously choosing the timeline I don't prefer when attempting to help a loved one. Tammy.
Hi, Q.
Hi, Tammy. All the Tammys I know are cheerleaders. Is that true?
Well, you know, I'm trying to be a cheerleader for my mom. And the long story short, from what I can tell, she was a really had a, must have had a high amount of light when she came in, at least this lifetime. And I feel like she's been on the radar and under attack my whole lifetime. And growing up, I've realized to the point where it is an ET inside. There is attack going on. I've had ships. I've had portals in houses. I've had assistance to help with defense and trying to clear up some of these issues. So here I am. She's totally suffering at this point with physical issues. I'm trying to go over there and help her, and I don't even know if it's still her in there.
Yeah, so what is your question?
What do I do to try to help the situation there and recognize what's going on? Is it still heavy control? I feel like it is timeline control and manipulation to just cause havoc, whoever's feeding off of these negative energies. And I'm going over there trying to help. So, and I realize I'm consciously kind of going into a much lower, really negative, difficult situation. And then I'm trying to pull myself out of it. And I'm
really
hoping,
great question. Really great question. Thank you so much. Okay, so when I say I love you, I love you, I love you, what does that feel like compared to when your mom calls you?
It feels, it's kind of neutral. It just feels like a more of a attempt to help balance into a more neutral peace energy. With her, it's like a desperate call for help. I feel there's part of her being there, but then there's a, it's almost like a trap to pull in there and just try to get me to fall into this real negative.
They want you to participate, don't they? Just somehow.
Exactly. Right. Exactly what you're talking about. And I realize I'm doing it, but out of love for her and knowing and hoping there's still some of her spirit or whatever's going on in there, I keep going and just try to kind of put my armor battle on and go.
Yeah. And so this is what's it's an incredible topic because it proves how karma and epigenetics works right in the same conversation. So I don't really like hanging out with mom. Can we just leave it? Let's make it simple. Is that okay?
Well, that wouldn't be true when it's a loving relationship and there's some, the moments come through, I really do enjoy being there and I'm hoping for more of that, but I really do feel there's some sort of attack or something that's really going on with her.
Okay, very good.
Because
now, let's
it's
hold
just
it there.
So extreme.
Can we go, can we do this one then? I kind of like hanging out with this individual. And it's my mother's, who I came from. Is that fair to say?
It is fair. I should be more direct and just, I really love hanging out with her when I feel like it's her.
Very good. Now, this is proof that we're being abducted over and over and over again. So if we're going to keep, especially that generation, because of the way they engineered this last 100 years of people, the way I can abduct the brain. So all we're talking about is the brain being abducted with thoughts that are not ours. So take a lot of a grace with you that this is not person. This has nothing to do with the identity of the individual. They just don't know how to control the abductions. Does that make sense?
Yes, I mean, I feel like I'm.
You're not going to do that
myself. I'm working to stay in my heart, but I know this is going on.
Where'd the thought come from is my question for everyone. Okay, so your mom's not doing the mind to head. She's not doing the head to heart drop, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
I command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head and put them in my heart. Okay, so doesn't
I'm doing it, but she's not.
Okay, and then that's why a lot of us are getting a lot of success, because we're starting to see that our minds are being abused. We're getting tricked. Okay, so my suggestion, and I've said it 1,000,000 times, is ask yourself, why are you doing things you do not prefer?
Because I it's almost like a rescue mission to me. I really want to help her. And I've witnessed so many different things of attack, to even having ships over our house. We've had portals with those who I wish not to hang out with coming into the house. She still has entities there. I know she's got implant cameras in her. She's with such a beautiful being, and I just don't want to let her go if I can help.
Okay, so thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much for your call. Absolutely incredibly valuable to this show. BBS, moving on. Tammy, that was great. Okay, so essentially the model, I guess the best way to look at the information, you'll see a pattern here that I can't wait to be needed, or we can just populate all of our karmic and epigenetic recording system works identical from human to human. Mom needs my help, as an example. But I don't really want to go to mom's house today because I want to do this and that. So the engineering in our karma almost exactly anneals to our heart's feelings. And that's why it gets tricky, because we don't put space, we don't put a gap between observing what might be a timeline agenda that is constructed versus our heart, because we care so much. It's very fine line. So the more you remove reaction from your life and just observe your spontaneity, you'll find the truth is going to get easier and easier and easier throughout this ascension cycle. And this is the farthest you've ever made it, by the way, everyone. So this is proof that you're really doing very well. And the future for you is outstanding, and I assure you of that. Let's keep going through the list here. I'm trying to entertain myself too. Let's see, which one would be fun? I can't see the list. Okay, so we did. Wow, let's do Mary from New York on line 3. Dreams and crystallized water that's been frozen. Mary, are you there?
I'm here, Q. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much for calling in. This sounds interesting. What's going on with dreams?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. And I've been meaning to contact you and just be in this feed with everybody. I'm getting so much from you. It's amazing. I feel like you're talking to me personally all the time, answering all my questions. So I don't even have a question to ask. But I did want to share with you, you know, how we've heard that, you know, we all know that water holds memory. So I heard somewhere, I don't even know where, that if you put a dish of water by your bed and you have the intention, you know, please catch the dream, I love you, water, please catch the dream that I'm not remembering at night, and, you know, where am I going? So I have been doing this for fun, and every day, no kidding, I'm in nature, and all I stare at is that sun for, you know, a long time, and I'm in the trees, I'm in the ocean, I'm around, you know, the water, the streams, having a blast, and this is my life. I have no need for hierarchy. I've never had that need for that, and I really want to get away from it as much as I can. So this is my way. And my question is kind of like, not question, is like, it's interesting. For 8 days now, the imprints have been very magical. They've been like crystal palaces, they look like Hawaii or something, with like a landmass that goes up to a peak. That actually has the elevation, which I said I didn't know that did that in the freezing water. So concentrically perfect. And then around it had these, you know, designy lines like water and radiating out. And the first one was a sunset. So I said, I'm at my marsh. You know, that's where I was. And then I started having similar but different, you know, configurations. And then I was saying to myself, wow, am I creating this space for me? Because that's, I'm looking for my Garden of Eden. Or have I been there? Is this a place I'm visiting? So I thought I'd just share that with you. And is it a question? Does it have to be a question? I'm not sure, but I'm having a blast, and it is really magical. And I don't even want to read anything that's going on in this world. I just want to see what we would like to create, and this is what I'd like to create: a beautiful space that everyone is in such joy and having.
Wow! That is just so lovely that you would say that in perfect. And I know we're using a lot of words to getting our knowledge out. And that's why a lot of times we talk fast is like, I can see the information, but how do I translate it into the English language is what you just did for me. Thank you so much. What's normal on a water planet, like this type of mammal, and as you've stated, everything is recording anything and everything. So consciousness in everything in the universe will have the ability to get back to source. So it really doesn't. So that means anything and everything that's ever been accomplished is all within all of us. So we'll have that. So if there's no space and time is what I'm doing my best to explain over and over again, that if we would just do what you coached us on continuously, then you get all of that it's like a muscle. It almost, you get used to utilizing knowledge versus beliefs through the brain. And so if you're drinking water and you're imposing a recording process is what you just explained to us. Water, heal me now, as an example. Water, remember everything when I leave my body at night, et cetera, et cetera. You can do many, many things with it. And when you consume the water, it will transfer. You're just like an exchanger, a heat exchanger of everything you experience, touching, drinking water, eating. It doesn't really matter. You're going to exchange those energetics, and that will be knowledge. Brilliant, brilliant job. You taught so many people. Millions of people just learned from you. Thank you so much. Any other questions?
No, just thank you. I love you so much. And I'm dreaming on. I'm dreaming on, and I love every bit of it. Thank you for all of the knowledge that you've taught us and all the people on here that have shared their knowledge, too. I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Mermaid gives her kisses and loves and hugs as well. Thank you, Mary, for that call. I'm fulfilled. I don't need to do any more radio today. That's incredible. All right, I'll do one more. Kenna from Massachusetts on line 4, Astrology with Timelines. Kenna, are you there?
No. It's down there in the drawer.
You're not there, Kenna? Or is it down in the drawer?
Oh, yes. No, this is just, oh my gosh, this is so cool. What I've been thinking about, and this just relates to everything, is...
Did I lose the call, BBS? Yeah, must have been a good one. How we doing, Kenna?
I've been thinking about water as plasma, and plasma is lightning. And so if there was a situation where lightning was caught in a bottle... I was wondering if that might be a way to help some people visualize astrology and how our DNA here and how our light body anneals to the physical body, how that works and how we are growing out of the constraints of the bottle or the astrology placement.
Okay. No, and no. But let's try again. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Can we? So your question is astrology initially. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is your definition of astrology?
I think that's the magnetic pole of this place on our Merkaba when we come in to here.
Okay, perfect. Great Great, great information. All right. Now, what if I told you, and now you'll use your knowledge center to check me. What if I told you that all astrology was an alien technology? How does that feel?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's like one of the mechanisms to keep us here.
Okay. Now, how would I use astrology to create timelines, horoscopes, and otherwise? How would I do it in our day in and day out lives? How would I do it?
Reusing the same traps
I use seasons. I'd use calendars. Anything numeric is alien technology. So if I give you money is an alien technology. That's why when people get money, I tell you to use it, make it flow, just keep it ripping. Okay, so calendar events are all alien technology, and that's why you have seasons. That's why you have Christmas. That's why you have trick-or-treating. That's why you have Thanksgiving. That's why you have a new year. That's why you have Martin Luther King Day, et cetera, et cetera. This is all alien technology. MLK did his work. He did a great job. See, now your energetics are being controlled, is what those are for. Go on to the next question, though, that you had. Please.
So I was wondering, so with the timelines that they've controlled, with birth charts, timelines, seasons, how does that relate to cloning? Is that when they clone somebody with the same specifications and timeline constrictions, is that why everything keeps repeating?
That's right. Very good. Outstanding observation. Thank you for listening to me so intently and doing your homework. It helps us all because you're seeing a perspective someone else might not see. Cloning generally it's just beautiful that you're complimenting everything and every collective consciousness here. Thank you so much. So cloning was originally designed to just, say, give you more possibilities. Shortcuts for reincarnation, a lot of tools with genetic engineering. You can get a lot out of that. And then it developed into how can I sustain life with the hot shots? That'd be you. So as the dark grows and grows and grows, they've also met you halfway, so to speak. And so now you're like a bridge human now. So the bridge human can now compete and or have duality with the dark. So the dark, you've never really experienced dark until you've been here. You've never really seen darkness. You've never seen night on a planet. In most cases, you've never had night. So the darkness will favor the seasons, as an example, of the human body as well, which is emotions. So our emotions are going to attract all of the darkness, and vice versa. We're attracted by duality. We want to take on the good fight. Well, now what do you do when you're in it, though? Now that we're finally able to get this low and or this dark while participating with darkness, How do we blend ourselves back into the light? Would that be a fair question for you?
Yes. That was kind of my question to you. I feel like that you've reflected it back. Is it spontaneity? So you're not going with the timelines or the control structure, but if you're following your heart and being spontaneous?
Absolutely. So we're able to leave this planet, so to speak, while staying on the planet. So if we keep participating with the dark on this planet, we are actually keeping them here. And that's just why it gets so intense at the end of the ascension cycle, because they know that if we don't come back and play with them again on the same planet, they will not exist. Does that make sense? You You have some very famous people on your news stations now, starting to talk like me. Do you find that interesting?
Oh yeah. Well, I think it's you know all of us.
You can probably find some video of Tucker Carlson saying, "I'm pretty sure Tucker Carlson doesn't need any money and or sell any T-shirts." I'm pretty sure you can find Tucker Carlson say, "I got attacked in my dreams." Pretty sure you'll be able to find that, or someone else at that caliber. Paul Hellyer, he's the Prime Minister of Defense for Canada, is telling you all that aliens run your planet. And he was best friends with John Kennedy. So you've got it right. You are doing it exactly right. You're saying, wait a minute, I think I saw that. Is that what you're telling us today? So what?
And I'm starting to recognize more of myself. And so when people are like the way showers of being spontaneous or doing it different, that's kind of like the direction or the way I'm able to see the path in my heart.
I'm waiting for the day when we go into the largest bank in the world and everyone in the bank comes and just gives us a hug, gives us a kiss, gives us a back rub, and a shopping cart full of money. Do you think we can get there?
Yeah.
I think we can too. Thank you for the call. Beautiful call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That's great. So you get to see on these calls the level in which we're all graduating to, if we like that term. Look how many people are going, all right, I'm figuring myself out. We're all figuring ourselves out, and we can see more and more. And that's why you're seeing a lot of objection to us seeing. So that's why, you know, MUFON or Mr. Schiff or Mr. Schumer, they don't want to see us in front of them because they know that we can see them. We can see that they're aliens and so forth. It's a fun little game we got going on here. All right, I'm going to move around a little bit, BBS. Thank you for your patience. Let's see. Going to stay on topic here. Chris from California on line one. Am I creating my current timeline? Chris from California, line one. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you for calling in. Yep, can't wait to hear from you. All right, can you hear me?
Thanks for taking my call.
Check one, two, my three. One, two, three. Check one, two, three. Check. It's just I'm a comedian. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Super fun guy.
I'm doing my best.
My wife and I have been following you for quite some time now, and I just have to thank you. You've been so helpful for us navigating these times, and you and Mermaid and Ron and all the different cast of characters. We just so appreciate everything you've been doing, and we're just learning. We're like sponges, and I have to admit, and this is for some people maybe listening that maybe feel the same way I have, that at first it was a bit hard to take a lot of the information coming from UQ, I have to admit. But I'll tell you, I'm right on board. I listened to all your recordings, you know, two and three times each, and even listened to some of the other ones that people that have been interviewing you. So thank you. But my question today, and I think it's been answered, and I just hesitate to even call because I think I know the answer, is am I creating this timeline that we're in right now? We've been very, very active in standing up to our civil servants and holding them account to the Constitution. And I just wonder, so much has happened to us. So many crimes have been committed against us by our police, our CHP, and specifically the courts, the judges. To make a long story as short as possible, we've been arrested twice. We've been put in jail. We've had our car stolen twice by the police, impounded. We've been kidnapped. We've been assaulted. We're in our 60s, and the sheriff's department, the deputies, have been extremely rough on us. Our house has been taken away from us. Now the bank is wanting to sue us after taking our house and selling it to a New York attorney real estate attorney, and he can't sell it now because we put a lien on the property previously. Anyway, long story short, the judges, and I say that plural, judges have committed perjury in court, saying that my wife didn't show up to court when we have an audio video showing that she has. And we've submitted all this information to the courts, to the bail bond companies, and to sum up, they basically ignored the whole thing and still want to pursue to try and put my wife in jail specifically because she's been the one writing all these letters, letters of lawful notification, a notice of default, all these kinds of letters, all professionally done and properly done too, according to all their codes and statutes. And anyway, the long and the short of it is that I haven't seen my wife in 6 months now because she's having to run away from the bail bond people that want to put her in custody. And I'll be finished here in a second, Q. And so I'm just wondering, is it because we're fighting against all this injustice? And we're not really fighting, we're just writing letters. We've shown them proof to show all their crimes. And yet here we are. And I'm just wondering if there's going to be an end to this because this is getting old.
You betcha. Well, I got to do it for you before you did it. And all I can observe so far being here is the more you participate on tug of war, the more tug of war you get. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, especially that previous call certainly answered the question is that, just by participating, we're creating this.
The more I fight. Yep, so the more I fight, the more fight you get, don't you?
Yeah, so do we just let go of our house and just let go of our vehicles and not stand up to the hold our civil servants accountable to the Constitution? Is that just, that's the way out? We just...
I didn't say that. I said, let's just examine now. We have an opportunity to homestead our property. Okay, so we already know that one. We have
Correct.
An opportunity to release ourselves from all these processes.
Okay, so we both have homesteads on our land down in San Diego County. And we also have a land patent on the house that was taken away from us. So, and that was done 2 years ago.
So you have to go ahead and in many cases, arrest people. So if I proclaim to be Robin Hood, you have to have them arrested. So you have the ability to arrest a sheriff, as an example. All right. But doing it with care and love and heart is not always easy, as you've explained. So when we're playing with duality here, how do we prioritize all the attention on us in many cases? And I ask, how did we get ourselves in these situations? Why do we keep participating with them? I'm still require education on why do I want to participate with duality? Why do I want to do this? Why are they, I'm just sitting on my couch. Why are you coming into my reality? And this is what I'm calling demonic aliens who don't care about people living. They care about the processes they've indoctrinated themselves into.
You sure got that right.
So I just want to live someplace. So why are you stopping me from surviving? They could care less. They don't know. They're playing by the rules. So this is very valuable conversation for me. Why do we keep doing it? Why do we keep defending ourselves? Are we putting are we creating it? Are we creating the drama? Because we keep creating the participation. Here's where I have left off. 100%. Now, how do you remove yourself while still being in the geography you're in is even more fun question. So I'm the one giving the horsepower to all the drama, but I was just sitting here minding my own business. And I practiced and practiced and practiced. You just don't react to them anymore. And you can be offensive. You can fight the war without fighting is the best I can do so far. So if you did have a land patent and you were able to protect yourself in this timeline, they can't get at you. if you did it correctly. You cite them. You make a claim that they are abusing your rights as a citizen of the planet. You live on this planet. So you have to live at a higher level in these timelines. Does that make sense?
It does, but we've done all that. Every time we write a letter, they just go after us even more. That's like just more participation.
So there, you just answered your own question.
Stop writing letters.
Why do you play with them? Is my question. I didn't say that it wasn't necessary because you've got some legal issues, but why they don't? If I get a document that's from a lawyer, what do I do with it?
Oh, yeah, we don't take it seriously either. I mean, I'm getting stuff from code enforcement just on the land. I'm basically camping right now while
what
my
area,
wife is...
What geography are you in?
Southern California.
No, what county?
San Diego. But it's Riverside that did all the damage. And now the code enforcers of San Diego County are coming after me and writing letters. And I just, basically laugh at it all. But it's like they just keep committing crimes. And we've committed no crimes. Oh, they did claim that my wife reached for the deputy's pistol twice from inside the car with the window rolled up. And that's why we were charged with resisting arrest, evasion, obstruction. I know it is funny. It's hilarious. I mean, I just find the whole thing. And here, I will tell you a serendipity of all this, because there's some good news. This has caused me to slow down and just take stock and put less importance on money. I'm just listening to you. I'm in peace energy. I'm in my highest excitement. I'm just pulling weeds all over this property. It's fantastic. I love it. I'm in my highest excitement, Q. And I'm stoked, man. This is great. It's like a new lease on life. But I would like to have my house back, and we got land patents on them, and we figured out a way to keep our expenses down. I mean, we're not paying taxes, all this stuff. I'm grateful. I'm happy, but I just don't know what to do from here in terms of getting remedy, because I guess do I just give it all up and just I'm not driving a car. I haven't driven a car for 4 months because you got to get DMV permission, and that's how they get you. By the way, they get you while you're driving your car. Because that's how they did it with us.
Okay. So I really want more of what you got going on. Can you just send in a notice to me through BBS Radio? Just send in, I talked to you last week in, say, San Diego County. I talked to you last week on the radio. Can you do that? I got to get moving on to the next show here.
All right.
But can you do that
for me?
And make sure your phone number is in there, though, so I can reach out to you. I really want this one. Thank you for your call. All right. So for the audience, you can see that this individual is truly dealing with aliens. Okay. So when you've got someone who is so attractive to deal with, a lot of energetics there, you're going to want to, if you're an alien, you're going to want to get more involved in their situation. And if you're successful, it'll just keep compiling and compiling. Remember that aliens are able to see all of your communications, everything, your identity, you name it. See, just because I told you that we're going to arrest Mr. Schumer and that he's an alien, which has never broken a law, the alien above the alien are the ones we're really going to. So they're able to phase into a body, create timelines. And now we're saying that Mr. Schumer should be arrested for something we can't prove he's done. So you can't prove the aliens are coming into bodies and manipulating your life. You can't prove that the sheriff was abducted by their brain and now is doing false arrests. This is all drama to try and keep you in the reality. You're in an alien reality system here, unless you use your loving, loving, loving core to make decisions. They love it. You're dealing with aliens. I know it's not easy. I have to. It is what his timelines is all about. There's another show after me. I encourage you to listen to her. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in 1 hour. Hopefully Aloha shows up. Love that name. I love you all for following you, your faith in yourself. Let's see if we can get the mermaid on board today. I love you. BBS, thank you. For the people, PRQ team, thank you so much. Let's keep going. I'll take an hour break and I'll be back. Bye, BBS. Bye, everyone. Sorry for the callers I didn't get to. Good day.